Tell me a little bit about your earliest memory of music in your life.
Well, I started listening to very old, well, not very old, but like the oldies when ever since I was born, my dad had always introduced me to all different genres of music, and like the Beatles are like one of my favorite bands ever, and just like a lot of classic rock bands, and I just had a really wide range and variety of just different musicians and different types of music.
So I was just playing around the house. What do you mean by introduce? It's just
Yeah.
kind of,
Oh, that's yeah. He would play whenever we went somewhere, he would play it on his MP3 player or whatever. He'd make like mixtapes. We'd listen to it in the car, and we used to have like family nights, I think like every Friday or something, and he would blast all his old music on our speakers in the living room, and all the kids would, me, my sister, and my brother would all dance around in the living room to it. So,
So when did you start using the voice? I mean, when did you just kind of sing along? Did dad sing? Did you try to match, Paul and George, or just do that kind of stuff?
my dad, he sings at the house, and but I was always like a very vocal, I think, baby, my parents said. So I think I just was always a loud, person, and always very boisterous, and I would hear the song over and over again because we'd listen to them, and I would just memorize the lyrics from a very, very early age, and I got to know a lot of the songs very quickly.
So did you have like a first microphone? Was there a karaoke machine or something that, or did you just belt things out around the house and then just decide that, this sounds good and mom and dad just kind of encouraged?
I think what happened was, like you said, I would like belt around the house because we didn't really have an idea of, if I would be a singer or not. And this was when I think even like when I was 3 or 4, because my parents would always joke and said I sang before I could even talk. So I would belt things around the house, and my mom and dad took interest in it, and they said, "Wow, she might have some talent or, a future in this." And I'm really glad they did because I started at a very early age, and then I took voice lessons when I was 6. And then I took that for, I think, like 9 years, and that really helped me. It was a private instructor. Well, actually, before I took voice lessons, I did a talent show. I think I did two talent shows before my first voice lesson, and the first time I actually just danced. I didn't sing, but the second time I sang Rose Garden. I sang that, and I think I got third, but I was 5 when I did it, and it's because I forgot the words, but I kept going like a champ, I think. But yeah, then when I was 6, I took voice lessons. Her name's Jody Curtis, and it was in Brookfield. It's actually a hair salon called From Hair On. And she had this little room in the back, and she had this private session or private thing that she was doing with a bunch of kids, trying to help them out and, get noticed. And she would put on little cabarets. They had a coffee shop that they owned too, right next door. So they would put on cabarets a lot, and I would do those and just get, as much experience as I could. So.
So let's talk about the crowd. So right now, for your age, you're very comfortable in front of a crowd. Okay, so go back a little bit. Where do you think that came from?
The only reason that I can think of right now that I'm so comfortable is because I have so much experience. I've done so many performances in front of people that it's kind of just become second nature. And I think a lot to do with that is me performing at like Admirals games and like sporting events, especially because that obviously had the largest crowd. And just the more you sing and perform in front of people, just the easier it becomes.
Last year you had an opportunity to interview Amy Schultz, who's had some experience on maybe a national scene. And if you could just say maybe one thing you learned from her, based on her experience as a woman in from the Slinger area, is there any one thing that stands out?
She taught me a lot about, what it takes to, make it in the industry. And I think one thing that really stuck with me that she said was that you you have to know who you are or like who you want to be as a performer or an artist. Like record labels and people, you know, who are looking for artists aren't going to, I think, take people that don't know who they are as a performer or an artist very seriously. You have to know what you want to do, and you just have to, you know, who you are, and you have to be confident in yourself. And she taught me a lot.
Yeah, sure. And so speaking of who you are, you decided on the American Idol Minneapolis audition. You know, there's some people that are doing more contemporary artists for their song. Could you talk through the song you chose, and then how does that maybe reflect who you are?
Well, I chose Something's Got a Hold on Me by Etta James. And the reason I chose that song was, well, one, I've been singing it for many, many years now, and I've just become very, very comfortable. And it's been kind of like my little, like, anthem, I think, for myself, because I think it was just a perfect song for me to sing that showed off my entire range and kind of just, in a very short amount of time, let them know who I was as a performer and how confident I was. And I think it did a really good job of, you know, showing that. Mm-hmm. And also it fits my style. Like I love Etta James. I respect her and her music completely. And that's the kind of artist that I kind of want to be. I want to be more, you know, like an R&B.
So what motivated you to try? This is your first shot at American Idol. So what is just, this was the time, you just felt good about it. Minneapolis was close, you felt confident. This is it, huh?
It's very funny because I was looking through some old scrapbooks of my mom's, and my first talent show, well, the second talent show, not the dancing one, the first one where I actually sang, my mom put, and she made this years and years ago, around the time when I auditioned, and the title was Look Out, American Idol, and I just thought that was really, really funny because it's so ironic that I'm, you know, auditioning. I was actually on the show.
2002, the show started. That was a long time ago,
yeah,
so it's been around. Yeah.
It's crazy. I think it was around the first season, mm-hmm. or second when she said that. And I have been wanting to be on that show ever since. I've watched almost every season. And this was the first year that I was old enough because the age limit is 15, but my birthday is July 27th, so I had a late birthday.
Okay,
I couldn't.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah, and it was just finally that right moment where I could finally do it, and I was super happy I did it. And the Minneapolis audition was obviously the closest. Yeah. I wish it would have been in Chicago or Milwaukee, but I had to do it, and I'm really, really glad because the whole experience in general was just mind-boggling, and honestly, it was just crazy to think about how much I learned and how much, again, I grew as a performer, because you never really realize how much you can grow. You're always growing. You're always becoming a better performer. There's never a time where you cannot be, like, working on something. And that's what Idol taught me. And you're never perfect, you know. You can always grow.